You've already heard the worldview of ABC News, the ACLU, and the National Education Association. Now, tune in for the other worldview. This is Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators, also a pastor. But the reason I'm here today, I'm father of five. My daughter Emily in studio with us, and so is Dave Buhner, the producer of this fine program. And we look at the world through the eyes of, well, fathers here. No experts in studio, just a couple of fathers who care about their children, then their grandchildren, future generations. And you know what? We want to see things through the eyes of a biblical worldview. Now, we take a look at the news, and let's do it again today. Here it is in the news. Fair and balanced Fox News is giving $10,000 to the Gay and Lesbian Journalists Association. Now, that's $10,000 to the gay and lesbians. So far, Dave, I haven't seen a dime.
Well, you're not a gay or a lesbian,
hey,
are you?
Hey, they're supposed to be fair and balanced. Yeah, they're supposed to be fair. If the gays and the lesbians get 10 grand, what do I get?
Fox News.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be fair and balanced. Well, still waiting for our piece of it, ladies and gentlemen. In other news, a survey just released in Costa Rica indicates 16.4% of Costa Ricans would support same-sex unions. That doesn't seem like a lot of Costa Ricans like the idea of homosexual marriage. But in Colorado, completely different story. A recent survey just conducted by Colorado's Rocky Mountain News turned out on the very front page of the newspaper, the large 180-point font right there. Coloradans are supporting homosexual unions big time. 58% of Coloradans support homosexual partnerships. Only 52% oppose homosexual marriage. So they're almost getting homosexual marriage, but not quite. 52% said they can't be married, but 58% said they like the idea of homosexual partnerships. In other news, 57% of Coloradans support cannibalism and serial killing. No, I'm just kidding. I'm mixing my abominations again. Not yet. Right now, that would be 10 years from now. 10 years from now, 57% of Coloradans will support cannibalism and serial killing. It's just, you know, you got to wait for some of these abominations to really take root, you know, and gain some momentum. It hasn't really happened, despite all of the efforts of Fox News and HBO. Just not happening yet.
It makes you wonder if at the Rocky Mountain News, if 58% of Palestinians favored suicide bombing, if the Rocky Mountain News would think that was a good thing.
I don't know. Anyway, folks, Ethics by Democracy today on Generations. And, you know, this is going to be a significant battle, Dave. We've got a number of initiative referendums in Colorado. And Colorado will be a pivotal state to determine where we're going to go as a nation in terms of homosexual marriage. We've got, I think, was it three or four initiative referendums. Some of them say, okay, it's okay for them to have a civil union, so in other words, sort of a marriage light thing. And then some of them say, no, we want the full nine yards on this thing. We want to make sure that homosexuals get good and married and they get totally equal rights with everybody else and we'll all live happily ever after. So the homosexuals are on the march in the state of Colorado, my friends, and the initial referendums are coming up in the November elections. It's, you know, we're still wondering what good people are going to do on this one. Coloradans for Marriage has raised $265,000 and Focus on the Family. Down in Colorado Springs, they have a political arm. They've raised $700,000 to fight the good fight here in Colorado. Homosexual marriage is coming, my friends. Short of a massive repentance from hundreds of thousands of churches across America and millions of families, I believe that we are going to see homosexual marriage in the United States of America. We are on track. We are on track. 58% of Coloradans love the idea of homosexual partnerships. They don't see it as an abomination. No way. They like it. They like it a lot. Homosexual marriage is coming to the U.S. of A. We are on track for homosexual marriage. And I'm going to put it in the next 12 years. In 12 years. I'm going to put it at 12 years. In 12 years, we will see homosexual marriage mainstream across all 50 states. 12 years. Well, 12 years away from this abomination becoming mainstream, coming to a neighborhood near you, homosexual marriage is coming. Three reasons why it is coming. And I'm going to give you those three reasons in just a moment. Three reasons why we are going to see homosexual marriage across the fruited plains in America. No pun intended. We'll be back in just a moment.
Fasten your seatbelt. Hang on to your hat. Generations will be right back. looking at life through the eyes of a biblical worldview. He grapples with the issues of education, culture, and family. He doesn't have all the answers, but one thing is for sure. He is committed to preserving our faith and freedom for the next generation. And now, Kevin Swanson.
Couple of fathers in studio talking about the future that awaits for our children and grandchildren. And part of that future, as far as I'm concerned, short of a massive repentance, I know that we could have a repentance. We could have churches all over America, hundreds of thousands of churches just repenting before God and saying, God, we haven't preached your holy law. We haven't established a righteous standard. We haven't established holiness as the standard that has been conveyed by your law. If there were hundreds of thousands of churches that would do that and families that would repent by the millions across America, we would see some differences. But Dave, I've got three reasons today why we're going to lose the homosexual marriage thing. Three reasons why we're going to see homosexual marriage like crazy. We're going to see homosexuality proliferating. We are going to see homosexual labs in high school. We'll have how-to courses through our junior highs and high schools. We'll have homosexual mentors for our young people, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're moving this direction. It's as plain as day to me. And we're going to see homosexuality dominate for three reasons. Number one, the public schools and the media have already sold the concept to the populace. Bottom line is the pro-homosexual liberal troops that really hate God's law and hate God's word, they rule today. I mean, come on, Dave. I mean, let's get past the denial stage on this. These guys rule. Now, I've already said 58% of Coloradans support homosexual partnerships. 58% of Coloradans love the idea of homosexual partnerships and the state approval of that sort of behavior. And the reason is education is working. Education is working. The homosexual indoctrination that is relentlessly pounded into the heads of the students attending public schools and public universities is really working in America. And this because of the statistics. Let me read this. Of the 58% of Coloradans that support homosexual partnership, 70% of those under 35 support homosexual partnerships. So much higher for the younger population. Why? Because they have been very carefully indoctrinated. They've been trained. The homosexuals already rule the universities and the public schools, my friends. They already do. That's why 70%, a humongous percentage of those under 35 support homosexual partnerships, and 67% of those who have postgraduate degrees support homosexual partnerships. So huge percentages, i.e., the more you get indoctrinated in public schools and public universities, the more you get the modern way of thinking that is pummeled into your brains through the public school systems across America, the more you stay in those schools, Dave, the more you are going to be gung-ho for getting those homosexuals married and getting homosexuality just proliferating all over America.
So the longer you spend in Babylon, the more like a Babylonian you become. That's obvious.
Yeah, I think it is. And I'm afraid to say it, but you know what? All this money that focus on the family, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that good people are pouring into fighting the campaigns to try to get the government to stop homosexual marriage is fruitless. I mean, God bless those people that give money. And I'm probably going to give a little money to a political cause out there that's conservative and Christian in nature. I do that kind of thing. But, Dave, the political cause is lost. We have lost. Come on, let's get past the denial stage, my friends. Get into group therapy on if necessary. You've lost. You're lost. You lost because you lost it to the public schools. By definition, the public schools are going to endorse immorality. Conservatives and Christians are losing because of the public schools. The public schools refuse to teach that the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. And that's where you lose. Dave, I think it's right at that point. When the public schools say, forget God, forget the fear of God, we're going to teach science, we're going to teach art, we're going to teach sex ed without the mention of a holy God that establishes a holy standard, and he is watching you. If that message doesn't occur in the sex ed classes and the science classrooms, you have lost. You have lost. You have lost. You have lost. The liberals have a lock hold on education, my friends. The teacher unions, the National Education Association, they have an extremely liberal agenda. Just go to their websites. They're as liberal as the day is long, and they rule. They rule the schools. They absolutely rule the schools. And it doesn't matter how many Republicans you have running or how many Republicans you elect in your state legislatures. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The education system will guarantee a liberal direction for this country for the next 20 to 40 years. If conservatives and Christians really wanted to maintain a conservative direction for the country, they would put almost all of their resources into dismantling the public school monopoly.
Just because a battle is not going to go your way does not mean it's not virtuous to fight for it.
Oh,
it's always virtuous for good men to fight for good causes. God's responsible for the outcome. So I applaud Focus for getting in this skirmish. I don't think they'll win because even in Colorado, if we were to pass the anti-marriage, anti-civil union initiative, it wouldn't matter because we already passed this. It was called Amendment 2, and the court threw it out. And the homosexual community has spent a decade and a half educating, changing the populace. Now, what was Amendment 2, which passed before, has no chance of passing today. The education campaign has worked. But even if we were to win it in the polling booths, some judge will throw it out.
That's right. And even the Republicans, they're supposed to be the conservative party, supposed to be the pro-moral party or whatever. Republicans continue to adopt the liberal agenda and will continue to do that. And the Democrats will stay a year or two ahead on the agenda. But the fact of the matter is our strategy needs to be focused more and more on the area of education because the government funding of education is fundamentally flawed. As long as you have government funding education, you've bought into what we call a socialist worldview. Government schools is the central pinion of liberal socialism ever since Rousseau and Marx were developing those ideas of socialism and communism in the 1800s. The government schools was the central pinion of their whole philosophy. They knew that the only way to establish a liberal agenda was to make sure that the government funded the education programs. And therefore, they have a lock hold. Until the government school monopoly is broken, until the government stops funding education and stops controlling education, we are going to see education not rooted in the fear of God, and we're going to see parents not effectively controlling the education of their own children.
And Kevin, I have very little hope for this, because I think for people to fear God in education and other areas, God would have to do something dramatic, like maybe an attack on American soils, maybe having two large buildings come crashing down. Then people maybe would repent and turn to God.
Well, we'll see. It hasn't happened very much in the past. Anyway, folks, we're talking about the three reasons why conservatives are going to lose the homosexual issue in the polls over the next 12 years. We are going to lose for a couple of reasons. One, the liberals already have lock hold on education, and education sets the minds of the next generation and directs the governmental policies of the next generation. So, number one, the liberals have control over the schools. The second reason why we're going to lose is because the number of children born without fathers is on the rise. And I think we have mentioned this before on this program, but you know that 36% of children are born without fathers, up from 5% in 1960. The root of homosexuality, and this has been repeated again and again by various psychiatrists and counselors and Christian pastors, people who have worked with homosexuals, the root of it is the abandonment of fathers. Typically, homosexuals either had no fathers or a very, 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 very distant relationship with their father. And, folks, this is now reached epidemic proportions in America. Fathers have refused to turn their hearts to their little boys. I mean, 36% born without fathers. On their birthday, their father says, "Who cares? I don't care about this little boy. See you later. I'm going to go out and have sex with somebody else. I'm out of here, buddy." 36% of fathers could care less about their children on day one. And how many more fathers abandon their little boys by divorce? Their hearts are turned away, so they spend more time on their golf game. I wish fathers would know what they're doing, Dave. I wish fathers would really take these things seriously. When a father prefers his golf game, you know, every single Saturday, he prefers his golf game rather than spending that time with his little son. His son is crying out for his dad's attention, but he wants to go to his golf game. I think in more cases than not, that man is consigning his little boy to a homosexual lifestyle. We don't have a society that's actually loving their little boys and little girls. That's why I think, Dave, you could have all the conservative activists in the world trying to save the situation, but as long as you have relationships between dads and boys as bad as it is today, you're not going to see an improvement. The third reason, my friends, that we are losing this battle is that the church just isn't preaching the gospel. I take that from the fact that a lot of these guys that were trying to get petitions and initiative referendums through the conservative pro-family population in the state of Colorado received tremendous amount of resistance from the churches. In fact, the churches, and even conservative churches, Dave, you would be shocked at the conservative churches that rejected any kind of information on the pro-family drive to maintain marriage in the state of Colorado. You'd just be shocked. I'm not going to mention the names of the churches on air, but these churches rejected any message concerning a pro-family issue or concerning the marriage issue because they said it would turn off the people they were trying to reach. Now, does this make any sense? I mean, should the Church of Jesus Christ be ashamed of speaking of the standards of God's law? I don't think the Apostle Paul was ever ashamed of bringing up the law of God. In fact, in Romans chapter 1, he just talks about the law of God and the abomination of homosexuality and the fact that these guys are worthy of death. I mean, this sort of thing was mentioned throughout the Scriptures. And so the Church is having a hard time standing up for the standard of God's law. If churches are trying to get wife beaters saved, okay, let's say you go out and you have a ministry to get wife beaters saved. Would you want to mention the fact that wife beating is a bad thing? I don't think so. Same thing for cannibalism. Think about the guys that hit the shores of the New Hebrides, the South Sea Islands, where there's a lot of cannibalism going on in the 1880s. All right? So they go out to the cannibals and they say, well, we really don't want to bring out this petition against cannibalism. We really don't want to say that cannibalism is wrong. We don't really want to bring out any of the sinful tendencies that these guys are practicing because we really don't want to turn the cannibals off. We're trying to reach out to the cannibals here. That, to me, would not be a missionary work. Nobody wants to turn to the woman at the well and say, hey, the man you're living with isn't your husband. Nobody wants to turn to the rich young ruler like Jesus did and say, hey, you're just filled with covetousness. I want you to sell everything you own, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. Nobody wants to say that kind of stuff. That's too tough. That's facing a guy with the sin with which he is really dealing. See, Jesus would come to a homosexual and says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to abandon the homosexual lifestyle today. I want you to totally and absolutely abandon it. Take up a walking stick and come and follow me. I know that's going to be tough, but I want you to repent of your sin today. Drop the whole thing and come and follow me. And people are afraid of doing that sort of thing. People are afraid of that sort of message. But folks, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the church, for the most part, is not preaching the gospel of Christ in Colorado and probably in other states as well. But we have hope. We have hope. And we have hope because Christians, true Christians, are beginning to see the truth. There are churches today that are just all-out pro-homosexual churches. They have it on the front of the brochure. A lot of other churches, it's on the back of the brochure. They don't encourage their people to repent of the sins with which they're struggling. There are churches out there, I think, someday that will support cannibalism. There will be churches that will support bestiality and incest and these other things because they will not establish God's word as their law. And yet, there are some churches out there that will submit to the gospel and the cross of Christ. There will be churches that will go back to the book, dust it off, and read it. And just like Josiah of old, will weep and rent their clothes and say, we have broken God's law. This is what Josiah said. Great is Yahweh's anger against us because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book. So we're going to go back to God's word. And there are churches everywhere across America. I don't know how many, but I know of some that are going to God's word and reading Leviticus 20 and verse 13, and they're not embarrassed. They're not ashamed of Leviticus 20 anymore. They read the verse and they say, well, that makes sense. That's God's word. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to submit to it. If a man lies with a man as one lies with a woman, both have done what is detestable. They must be put to death. And they read Leviticus 20 and verse 13 and say, hey, that's God's word. I trust it. I believe it. I'm just going to go with it. And they trust in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're encouraging people to go back to the words of truth, the words of absolute truth, and trust in God. Do not impose a foreign worldview over God's Word and then interpret God's Word by means of that foreign worldview. Just go by trust. Receive the words of the God who created us. And accept it. And then accept his salvation. Because we've all sinned. We've sinned against God. We've all sinned against God. And yet he provided atonement by means of his son. So that we could live our lives, pure lives before him. So we could repent of our sins. So we would have power over our sin. So that we could live a life of good works. By grace we are saved through faith. and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ladies and gentlemen, as the years go by, the rise of homosexuality in the West will burn out. It always does. It always does. People die. People die, and civilizations and cultures die that refuse to abide by the words of God. They'll die of their diseases, and their civilizations will rot. And even as the debauchery in places like Sodom and Rome and Greece ended many years ago, ours will end too, in probably 50 or 60 years. Psalm 37 says that the evil never lasts very long. It just dies out. However, what remains of our civilization will not be what is taught in the public schools today. What remains of our civilization is what we plant in the hearts of our children as we teach them the Word of God, as we sit in our houses, as we walk by the way, as we rise up, and as we lie down. That's what will remain in generations to come from now. The whole homosexual agenda, with all of the stuff that's on the front pages of the newspaper today, will be gone in 50, 60, 80 years from now. It'll be gone. That civilization will rot. It will pass away. But what will remain of what we are doing right now will be the words of truth that we teach to our children and work into their character and into their lives. Will you do that? Will you establish something that will remain? I encourage you right now today to take your children, gather them around you in your living room, open the Word of God, and just share God's Word with them. Will you do that? Will you share the Word of God? Will you disciple your children in the Word of God? That, my friends, will remain when all the rest has passed away. Folks, you can interact with the program by emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.